Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you all doing?
Just wonderfully.
Yes, and a terrific morning here, too. I hope you got to get a chance to get outside today. It sounds like we're going to have a weekend of plenty of sun. And the temperatures are starting to go down a bit. You know, up until this point, we are now the middle of the month, and up until this point, the average temperature for October has been equal to that of September. But I don't think that's going to continue. I think we're going to start to see it go down in the next few days. However, what I'm concerned about is how dry it's been. We've gotten hardly any rain. We got just a little bit on the first day of the month, and that was it. So we'll see what that has to offer. Could make quite a difference as we start getting later into the autumn. Plenty of interesting things to see. I've been out for early morning walks this week, and I tell you, the early morning of late October is just spectacular for stargazing. You know, we will be changing our clocks in a few weeks, and so the early mornings are not quite the same. But the early mornings of late October, just spectacular for stargazing. The evenings with the quarter moon, the waxing quarter moon, have been quite beautiful, too. We're heading towards the full moon of next week. So, yeah, quite great, gorgeous, and I'm sure you've been seeing the planet Jupiter has just been amazing in the eastern sky in the evening and pretty much lingering throughout the night and setting in the west in the morning. We are now, of course, at less than 11 hours of daylight, and that brings about lots more migration. And this week, we had a real movement of northern birds coming through. Hawk Ridge reported the first of the red poll of the season coming through. And then I had a neighbor tell me about the first shrike showing up, northern shrike. I also heard of the first snow bunting, and in my own case, I saw flocks of tree sparrows moving through. All those are northern birds. A couple of them won't even stay here for the winter. They'll just keep on going, but they're definitely a good sight as we get now into the second half of October. Still plenty of juncos around, thrushes, other kinds of sparrows as well. I saw a rusty blackbird flock this week. Kinglets have been around in the woods. Still large numbers of blue jays. It's just been an amazing fall for blue jays. And, of course, the geese and other water birds and some raptors still moving through. In the world of the reptiles, I mentioned the last couple of weeks about this is a good time to see some snakes. Well, again, this week I saw the red-bellied snake and the garter snake. However, by the time we get to the second half of October, that starts going down. We won't see too many of them anymore. Same way with the turtles and frogs. They pretty much, it's rare to see them after the 1st of November, so it starts going down. Some late-season butterflies out there in this sunlight. Yesterday I saw both the white cabbage and the yellow sulfur butterflies. They tend to hang around late, but they will not hibernate. They will be dying as it gets colder. A couple kinds of dragonflies seen this week, but they're the same way. They will be dying when it gets a little bit colder, but those little red metal hawks just keep right on lingering, often up until November. I did see a bumblebee this week. I thought that was an interesting sighting because you don't see them too much in the fall. They tend to, the whole colony dies except for the queen, and she just gets enough to eat, and then she goes off and hibernates. And this one was visiting a late-season aster that was still in bloom, so I guess it's gone for one more snack before going to sleep. The other interesting thing of note, you may have noticed, I'm not so sure how much it's prevalent in your area, but in our area here, we are getting a good number of these woolly aphids that are showing up on alder branches. Now, up until this point, the alders had their leaves, but they pretty much dropped their leaves this week. And therefore, the white things showing up on the branches of the alders are pretty easy to see. It looks like a big white fungus. And then when you get a close look, it's actually a colony of insects, a type of aphids. And they last very late in the season. And I saw a number of them this week. And then we had that absolutely amazing morning, Tuesday morning, absolutely amazing. I'm not so sure how foggy it was up your direction. I did hear that Duluth did not have as much fog as we did, but we had a phenomenal fog that just hung in until about 10 o'clock in the morning, and it just covered all the webs. And, you know, here by the time we get to this time of October, you think, well, the spider webs are pretty much gone down, but wow, that morning they were just out in the hundreds. An amazing, amazing morning. With the clouds, of course, the temperature was mild enough that the spiders could be there. I went out again the next morning when the temperatures were chillier, and I found hardly any of them. So they're definitely watching the temperatures. Keep your eyes on the trees, we still have, most of the trees have dropped their leaves, but still there are a few with leaves. Doing a little driving around yesterday, I noticed the silver maple are nice and yellow right now, as are the willows, not the weeping willows, they're later, but the other willows, the smaller willows. Cottonwood trees are still yellow, and of course, a few aspen, but it's really the tamarack that steals the show right now. Wow, is that amazing. You never realize how many tamaracks there are and how colorful they are until they all decide to put on a show. You know, they wait until the deciduous trees have pretty much finished their show, and then they say to the other trees, you think that was something, huh? You take a look at this. And so they give us just this tremendous encore as we now start to enter Otwin. This is the beginning of Otwin. Otwin is the period of time. The word is spelled capital A-U-T, capital W-I-N, and it's the period of time in between the leaf drop and the snow cover. And it's a remarkable season of its own, and we are just beginning into it right now. So get out there and enjoy it. It sounds like it's going to be another terrific weekend.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, take care.
Okay. Larry Weber there joins us every Saturday morning right around 9:30 to give us the latest and greatest of what's happening outdoors. It's Weekend Outdoors. Larry Weber here on North Shore Weekend.